How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
First Rain Ag in Holdridge is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327 to ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
First Rate. God, I tell you what. Parker, I'm excited about the phone call we have on Thursday coming up.
Conference call.
Yeah, I've got the conference call on Thursday, which I'm very excited about. To be able to get going with this. And then me and Jake, Parker, this is a personal message to you. Cool. Can you please let us know when we're coming out for lunch? When will Sherry be fixing lunch again, the New York Strip? When is that going to go down with Chris? Yes, that's the mom.
Very good food.
Yes, very good food. She has a salad bar for us. And me and Jake would like to make the trip out. So if you'd let us know that, please.
I'm not invited to this.
No, you're invited. You're invited. You're just busy.
But so. There's no chance of you going.
So we're
we stopped inviting you.
Also, I don't go to anything either. So I'm only 1% above you.
It's like, I know.
When it's like, hey, you think Bush will be here?
You're probably 1%.
That's
though.
About it. I would be like the diaper keg for Jake.
No, yeah, thank Elizabeth. You. Appreciate
I showed up for that. And then I go, is Sif coming? He just called. He thinks he can make it. I go, right about no Jake, I go, no chance.
He's not coming.
Not coming.
I knew that, though.
Yeah, newcomer.
Let's talk about football.
Well, hang on.
Yeah,
this has to be mentioned at least, because this is a big event over the weekend. We have not discussed a second of it. That's fine. We'll get to football in a second. Nebraska basketball did go to the Pentagon yesterday Sioux Falls and played a good game, but lost to a good St. Mary's team, 77-74. This was they were down by 12, 14 points in the first half, got it to a three-point halftime deficit, took the lead by 6 in the second half, and then St. Mary's came back. Nebraska looked respectable in this ball game. Mm-hmm. Again, they got a big game against Creighton, of course, on the road on Friday in Omaha. But again, that's probably still going to be obviously a tough game to win. But you feel better about your chances for how they played against St. Mary's.
Absolutely. I mean, this was a step forward. It was a step forward, but they gave up 17 offensive rebounds, which is they got quite a few themselves, though. They got 13 offensive rebounds themselves.
They defended well late. I watched the last 2 minutes. They defended well late, gave themselves a chance with. Also, let's just say real quick.
I want to hear some hoops.
No, just the setting. Place looks incredible.
It
looked like Nebraska fans were there and what's it seat? Maybe 4,000?
It says 3,200.
It looks incredible, though.
It was loud.
If I was a player in that venue, I would love to have played in that game. It looks so cool.
Bryce Williams evidently enjoyed it. He had 28 points.
He did.
Yeah. 8 of 12 shooting. Now, he's had a 27-point game and a 28-point game.
Yes.
He'll disappear a little bit, too.
He's had a couple bad games.
But he's, God dang, that's a huge game. They're getting more from Burke now.
Burke had high energy, very high energy.
High T.
He had
high T.
15 points and 5 rebounds for him yesterday.
Hot chocolate would be high T.
Yep.
It's a high T band.
Is that a high T band? Would you say that?
Yes, they are in the Hall of Fame.
So, yeah, this was a step forward. Like Fred said, you want to take a step forward and win. Yeah, but St. Mary's is good.
St. Mary's had a guy off the bench named Mikey Lewis go for 23 points. That's rough. That's
went rough. Off. 5 of 7 from deep.
Yeah, Nebraska, again, 5 of 17 on threes, not great. St. Mary's was 11 for 23.
See, Bill, now here's where my expertise comes in. Nebraska's just shooting really poorly from deep all season. Yeah. But they got guys that look good shooting it. I think it'll come around.
There's something to that in my mind. When you watch someone like that, it's like, hang on now. They look really good. And if they have a history, first of all, also, they look good shooting threes. There's a difference now. They've been shooting threes since they were like 4 years old. So it's not like something that's like going, well, we just started him last week out there and just kind of clanking around a little bit. No, he's been shooting threes since he's 4 years old.
That's exactly right. And that's what they do.
Andrew Morgan, big man, made a three in this game. Swished it, top of the key. It was nice.
5 of 17.
That's not very good. But again, 77-74 St. Mary's. Nebraska had a chance at the buzzer. Bryce Williams missed a shot, a three-pointer to end the game.
Grazed the rim.
But Bryce Williams, though, 11 for 11 at the free throw line. Nebraska is
shooting
25 for 29 at the stripe is very, that's very, incredible. Very good.
Yeah. Can we give them...
That's coaching.
Yeah, give Fred credit on that. Because remember, Bill... Early
when I first started on the show, is horrific.
Fred's tenure, even earlier in Fred's tenure, when you were...
Like 50%, right?
When you were making fun of me for no football back 4 or 5 years ago, they were terrible from the line.
There was a game, I'll never forget, against Northwestern at PBA. They were 8 for 32 in your home building at the free throw line. 8 for 32!
And they would blow games late.
Yep.
Now, they will stay in games and win games because these are good shooters.
I think both me and Steve, if we had to in a game in PBA, we could go 8 for 32 from the line.
Oh, God. I could shoot one-handed 8 for 32. 100%. 100%. Just do this.
Do it again. Show me again. Oh, it's a nice elbow bend. I see it.
What form that was.
You were really good in basketball. Point guard. Handle the ball.
I was not a point guard. I was an off guard.
You're the two?
Yes.
Did you help break the press at all, or are they clearing out?
That is clear out.
Clear out.
When there was a press, there was just clear out. No problem.
What if it was a zone press and they were a three-quarter trap, and did you get involved?
Gadowski. They were really long in Fremont. Gadowski was a problem.
East was good at that time.
East was really good.
Yes.
Buhar. Yeah. Miller.
Yeah. Brugman.
Reed. God, you know these guys.
Yeah. Back in the day.
They were all on that team.
Yeah. I was talking.
Jake's eyes are glazing over.
I'm listening.
I was talking to Dana Jansen, the all-time great at Nebraska Wesleyan. And they when they won state his senior year, I was there. I remember watching. I was at the game.
We were both there. Parallel lives.
They had to beat Hoppin at Benson in the semis, then had to beat Kellogg from Northwestern in the finals. Think about
amazing.
That.
I do think about it.
Think about the players playing in that championship in that tournament.
Who was the point guard?
What's that?
On Jansen's team.
Oh, God, I'm drawing a blank on it right now.
Cook? Was his name Cook?
No, Cook is a big guy. And I asked Dana, I said, hey, did you have to D-up Hop? And he goes, no, I passed that off to someone else. He goes, we just kind of traded baskets. He said, I really wasn't D-ing him up.
Jansen was really good.
Really good. Unbelievable.
Parallelized.
Should also mention on Saturday in Sioux Falls, the women's team, Nebraska beat South Dakota 113-70. Britt Prince, 23 points for Nebraska.
That's top 25 team, right?
That's number 21. They're 4-0.
Nice.
23 points for
Amy,
the freshman.
Thank you.
Good job, Amy. 13. I'm serious. Good job, Amy.
Fred now. That was a great job.
That game,
because Jake texted me, we're going to lose by 40.
Well, they were down 15 or 12 early.
I don't think that is any sort of serious thing, because I know that's Jake.
That's how I operate.
He goes, if I say that, then mae something else will happen. If I leave early from the game, maybe something better will happen.
Superstition. A lot of superstition.
But none of it's worked, Jake. Jake, for some reason, the game is tied on Saturday. Don't leave this time. Stay in there.
I left because they were down by 20.
Yeah, I know. And how did it end up? A drive to win the game.
Right. But I was disgusted by the touchdown to make it 27-7. I'm out. Peace. I'm out of here.
27-7 at
UCLA. I said, I'm done. And they came back and they lost the game.
How about USC UCLA this weekend?
Is that this weekend?
Yeah, 9:15 late game.
That's this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Where's that game at?
I don't know if it's in LA.
I know. They play at the Coliseum or they play at the Rose Bowl.
I'm not sure. I hope it's at the Rose Bowl. I really do. I hope it's at the Rose Bowl.
You're right. The Rose Bowl's appreciably
nicer.
That game
is at the Rose Bowl.
Is it?
Yep. That's the UCLA home game. Yep.
I got to think like...
I'm taking UCLA.
I'm
taking UCLA.
See, UCLA can be a pain in the you-know-what to Lincoln Riley. Yeah. They can be a pain. God, Lincoln Riley. That's an interesting... I mean, that whole picture's interesting to me. He's got to get that program going. It's not a guarantee.
We have not mentioned a lot of other scores from the Big Ten this
weekend. Let's do it.
Here's a little recap for you. Ohio State takes down Northwestern 31-7. Illinois blows out Michigan State 38-16.
Flex.
Illini.
Yeah.
flex. They're going to a bowl. They're 7-3. They're ranked.
Yep.
They're ranked.
There is a game. There's a play in the Penn State Purdue game which defines Purdue's season. Penn State wins at Purdue 49-10. Purdue had a guy in the back of the end zone that caught the ball. That was a score. He was out of bounds. He was standing.
Both feet
were standing out of bounds.
He was straddling the pylon.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Thought he had a touchdown. Nope, I'm out of bounds, actually. Incomplete.
I was listening to it, nice to one of the commentators. It's like, first of all, they're like, it was yesterday's radio show on XM84. And they're like, Purdue, be better. Because they've got black, then a little white line, and then black on the side. It's like, please don't. Just make a difference between what's in and what's out.
Oh, they have a little black?
Yeah.
It is confusing out of bounds.
It's
confusing.
It still used to be outside. No, it shouldn't have happened. But it's like, be better.
Walters was calling plays on offense.
He called plays in that Illinois comeback. Then he called plays again the next week. They didn't score. Then he called plays again.
Ryan Walters. This guy came as a defensive coordinator from Illinois.
He's calling plays.
Purdue is 1-9.
I can easily see if I was a head coach being like, hey, it's whatever time, on the headset like that, run the football here. Run the ball. That'd be about the extent of it.
How about Ryan Walters? Would he just say, I'm calling the offense and the defense?
in college.
What if Tom Osborne just would have said, hey, Charlie, I'm going to call the defense too.
I got this covered. Don't worry about it.
Probably could have done it.
Mentioned Oregon 16-13 over Wisconsin. Rutgers 31-17 over Maryland. Two straight blowouts. They're bowl eligible. So they were 4-0.
Maryland has cashed it in.
Lost four straight. Then they blew out Minnesota. They blew out Maryland. So Rutgers is 6-4. They're going bowling with two games to go.
Good job by that coach. What's his name?
Greg Schiano.
Yeah. Schiano pulling that team out of the mire. Because they looked lost for a while.
And they lost Mununga. He's out for the season. Injury, running back.
That pack they bring in, though, is not that bad.
No, he's pretty good.
That little guy they bring in, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. Mununga did play in that game.
I was lost because I saw highlights of him.
I saw a report last week that said he was out for the season, so I did not confirm it. My bad. Right. Mununga did have a good game. 25 carries, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Not bad. My bad.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
Cali McManus was not horrible.
Nope.
20 for 30, 236, 2 touchdowns, no picks.
That's not horrible. It's pretty good.
All right, Ethan.
You go win it. I don't care. Maryland, you're right. They've cashed out, but win it on the road in the Big Ten's not
still
easy.
Hard.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Rutgers was down 17-14 second half and scored 17 straight points to
close. Is there any other games?
That's it. Washington UCLA was Friday night, 31-19. Iowa had a bye week. They didn't play this week. Right. Iowa is off.
Disappointing UCLA.
UCLA played well, had a few things get away. I watched the whole game. I did watch the whole game.
So Washington's okay?
Yeah, they are. They're pretty solid.
They're good at home. They won 20 straight games at home.
20 straight games. Now they have to go. They have a bye week and they go to Oregon. But they got a bowl game.
But like you were saying, Bill, when they've played on the road, they have oftentimes got blown out. Iowa, they got killed at Iowa, got killed at Penn State, played well at Rutgers, lost that game. But they
had one starter back. And one starter. That's what they returned.
Runners up.
Yeah. And that's a pretty good-looking team. I'm shocked at the Iowa score when I watch Washington play. When I watch them beat USC, when I watch them beat UCLA, I'm like, that's a pretty good team.
Do you think, is the way to go now, there's the pundits in LA were talking about this. Is the way to go now just portal? Just don't do the slow build. Just go portal. Like, look what Washington's doing. That's a revamped team.
Yeah, they're doing an unbelievable job.
Revamped.
Yeah.
They look pretty good. It looks like you can do it. Look at what Deion's doing.
They had three first round draft picks gone from last year's
team.
They
revamped their team, and you can still play good football.
I believe the quarterbacks, they benched Will Rogers. He looked terrible. But the quarterback looks really good. I think he's a true freshman.
Will Rogers got benched last week, I believe.
He did some Houdini plays. He got out of some things. And then also, he threw it just fine. And I'm just telling you, if that's he's their quarterback in the future.
Damond Williams Jr.?
Yes. I think he's a true freshman.
So I want to back up and make sure.
He is a true freshman.
I don't want to get stuff wrong. Rogers either got benched last week or maybe the week before.
He played in this game. He started this game. He was 13 for 21.
Went back to Rogers?
Yeah, but he had two picks in this game, and he got pulled after that. He had two picks.
Oh, so they're playing a little musical quarterback right now.
Yeah, I think now they won't against Oregon. The other guy is the starter. Clearly the starter.
Damond Williams.
But as a true freshman, he's impressive.
He can run the ball.
He can run the ball so well.
You guys don't need to answer this. It's just a question I would pose to think about. If you're ruled, do you just go heavy portal? Because that's not what he wants to do. 10 to 12 guys. Ramp it up and go 18?
It works for a lot of teams.
I know.
The thing is, too, if you went 18, that wouldn't even be considered high. There's several teams in the 40s. I mean,
like
Colorado and Ole Miss was in the 40s.
Right. So it's not a crazy notion just to say we're going heavy portal, but it's not what Rule has said. He has said, no, we're not going heavy portal. We're building. I mean, we're going to build.
As long as they're hanging on to players, which to this point they are, they're hanging on to their good players. Mm-hmm. If good players start to depart, that's when the system goes. But if you watch right now, Ole Miss early, just okay. Now they're all of a sudden that's coming together.
Going.
How about Colorado? Five new offensive linemen. When they played against North Dakota State, they looked terrific. And they looked horrible against Nebraska. And now all of a sudden they got a win, a couple of things. I mean, right now it's like, whoa.
And as we've pointed out, they've changed on offense. Shadur's literally running zone read now.
Yep, he has.
Yeah, they've changed.
Yeah,
it's good doing it, too. They've changed
defensively. Their defensive coordinator, who came from the Bengals, has done an incredible job. Defensively, they're playing really well.
And there is a monster game Saturday at Arrowhead.
Monster
game. Think about Lance Leipold taking down Iowa State, BYU, and maybe Colorado.
Back to back to back.
Just taking
them. We won a bowl game in Lawrence. They won a bowl game.
And then what happens to the Big 12 then? I mean,
I don't know all the scenarios, but it's a lot of scenarios right now. So Iowa State's alive. They're still very much alive.
You know, one scenario would be the Group of Fives is seated ahead of them.
Yes.
I mean, that could happen.
Yes. It's been talked about quite a bit.
Yeah.
This could happen.
It is time to play the game. Right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe in Shut Up Sipple.
Bagels.
Today, our topic is college nicknames. I'll give you the school. You tell me what their team name is.
It's going to be so obscure. So Jake went out.
These will not be Big Ten or SEC or stuff like that.
Wait a second. You're giving us the school. We say the nickname?
That's correct.
I'd like to have it the other way.
Yeah, it'd be interesting the other
way. Well, there's too many that could be. You know, there's a lot of Wildcats out there.
Okay.
You could say, well, it's K-State.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 464.
Good point.
568.
That's why Jake does the show and we don't.
I know.
Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open. Call us 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. College nicknames. Our topic today. Simple. Yep. If you played any sort of EA Sports game, this should be simple for you.
Do you play EA Sports, Bill?
No.
If you've coached forever like Bill has or have covered football like Sip has,
me and Bill have been buried in offices for 35 years.
Sega.
No, we don't know much of anything, actually.
I kind of wish I would have lived in the era. I think I would have liked to have played some video games. We did. We played Asteroids.
Yeah, we did.
And Pac-Man.
Go to
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I still need a caller. 40. There we go. Ben's got the call right now. 402-464-5685. Yeah, you
had better times.
You didn't play Sega or Nintendo?
No.
Ever?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
How many hours of Pong did you play?
A little bit. I play Pong. Yeah, Pong was fun.
I played Pong.
You could play your... Couldn't you play yourself in Pong?
Yes, you could.
Yeah. That was kind of fun.
That was like handball by your...
Hey, Bill, I was good enough at Asteroids at the Lincoln YMCA that people would gather around and watch me.
Did you get hyperspace?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the best thing.
When
it started to pick up, though, it was like, oh, man.
Here we go.
Here we go. Then you had to drive it around. All it was was a triangle shooting darts. That's all it was. All
right. I was like a sniper.
We have Randy.
Gather around.
Randy, how do you feel about college nicknames today?
Well, I'm going to try. I called in because nobody else called in.
I appreciate that, Randy. Hey,
thank you, Randy.
It's a slow start for Monday. Show's people really are depressed.
We're struggling.
All right, Randy, SIP a lifeline. Bill, a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. First question to you. What is the nickname for UTSA? Texas San Antonio. What's their school name or their team name?
Layup.
Randy.
Randall.
For me?
Yes, this is for you.
Roadrunner.
There you go.
Roadrunner. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that. Thanks, Jay.
Your lead. Well, almost, you
that's about as easy as you could get.
Really?
Okay, well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's not that easy.
All right, Sip. First question. What is the nickname for Miami of Ohio?
Well, I got that, Bill. Just let me do this. I want to keep you in my back pocket. That's the Red Hawks.
Brilliant.
Did you know that?
I knew it.
Red Hawks is correct.
But you're in my back pocket. I want to win this. You were four. We were 4-1 last week. Why is Swim making that face?
Probably because he's in some sort of a adult outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dressed up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he's got a nice shirt on. Okay, back to you, Randy, for the lead. What is the nickname for Coastal Carolina?
Chanticleer.
Wow, Randy.
I had that one, too.
Randy, good
just
job,
like
Bill.
Like Ord High School.
Hey, Randy, good job. Good job.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay. Welcome.
Bill's in play, SIP for the tie. Last question. What's the nickname for South Alabama?
Got it. Jaguars. We are better than this than we thought.
This will go to you guys, and Randy will go over.
Ooh, Randy has
collaboration.
The advantage.
Collaboration.
Randy has the advantage.
Actually, today, Randy, it's going to be before or after. How about that? Before. Question is this. What year did South Alabama move from FCS to the FBS?
Oh, this is for you guys. I need help here. FCS to the FBS.
I just need
to the Sun Belt is where they
write down
gone to
number. Let me see if I.
Yeah, what year
and to then, the Sun Belt?
Yeah, yeah. Just yeah, that's where they went. But
what do you think?
It's pretty good.
Change if you want.
No, no, we're doing. I'm taking Bill's number. 2008.
Okay, before.
Oh, I thought we hit on the dot.
2008 for South Alabama to the FBS, Randy.
Before.
Good job. Good job. We've won 5 of 6.
The answer was 2012.
Good job.
South
good job.
Alabama. So, Randy, thanks for calling in. We'll get you back on the coffee
Randy
and call down the road. Nice
Randy
try.
Coastal Carolina, Joe Maglia, Moglia,
yeah.
He
coached under Bill or Pelini.
Yeah.
And now Tim Baxter coach.
That's true. Nebraska connections for days at Coastal Carolina.
You nailed it.
Thanks, Randy.
Randy, you were on.
He's on top of it.
Hey, that's 5 wins in 6 games.
Yes.
Good
change
job.
Ben, can you change the score?
They're hot.
42-34. We're now 8 games over. Yeah. Like an NBA playoff team. But we're like J.J. Redick.
If you're in the East, 6-6 is a 3 seed right now.
Is that right?
NBA.
Can we talk NBA quick? Is that true that Cleveland hasn't lost yet?
They're undefeated. Are they
that's insane.
Aren't
they like 14-0 or 13?
Let me confirm this.
I mean, that just doesn't happen.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, as of right now, are 15-0.
What's the all-time record to start?
That I don't know for sure.
Donovan Mitchell.
I think they're the third team ever to start 15-0, though.
They got Donovan Mitchell. They got that former USC center, Jay. Come on.
Mobley?
Jake knows everything.
He's amazing.
There's a chance, and there's a chance by Christmas they've locked up a playoff spot. They've got a playoff spot locked up.
They've got Darius Garland.
Garland's really good.
They won last night, and Mitchell didn't even play.
Didn't play?
Did not play.
So how do you go 15?
How good Donnie Mitchell is?
Yeah.
He's very good.
But I'm just saying, because in the NBA, there's some games going, I don't care. I'm just checked out. I'm just checked out.
Bill, I've always sort of resisted that conversation. I think that was maybe a bigger thing when we were kids, but I watch these games and these guys play.
But that's a heavy culture based. to have to get to 15.
And by the way,
that's not just talent.
Hey, oh, no, they're just really good.
This is 100.
It's a first-year head coach. Kenny Atkinson has never been a head coach before. Wow. He's 15-0 to start his career.
A lot of that's Donnie, though.
Hello.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
It is. Mitchell's a dude.
Impressive. But,
wow.
You seen Donnie Mitchell play?
He's good.
You think he wouldn't be a good football player?
I think
like a linebacker, outside linebacker. Oof.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.